Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Johnny Noon. Batting second. The third baseman, Fred Haney. Batting third. The left fielder, Al Wingo. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Les Burke. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Bassler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hooks Dawes. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hooks Dawes. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting third. The center fielder, Pat McNulty. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Chick Fuchter. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Garland Buckeye. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Garland Buckeye. And now, play ball. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon strikes out. One out. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo takes first base on ball four. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burke fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Summa moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is hit by the pitch. Summa moves to third. McNulty moves to second. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Les Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener bunts towards third. Hodapp fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tavener. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Tavener steals second. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter hits a line drive off the glove of Haney, and into shallow left field. Fuchter reaches second base with a double. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burke misplays the ball. That's an error on Burke. Fuchter moves to third. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Fuchter scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 1-0, Indians. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Garland Buckeye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckeye hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to second. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hooks Dawes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawes hits a fly ball into center field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon is 0-for-1 in the game. Noon takes first base on ball 4. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-1 in the game. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter misplays the ball. That's an error on Fuchter. Noon moves to second. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wingo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Noon scores. Haney moves to third. It's Tigers, 1, Indians, 1. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-1 in the game. Fothergill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Summa. Fothergill reaches second base with a double. Haney scores. Wingo moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Tigers. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-1 in the game. Heilman hits a fly ball into center field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wingo tags and scores. Fothergill tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-1, Tigers. Les Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 0-for-1 in the game. Burke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fothergill scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Tigers. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tavener hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burke moves to third. Bert Cole now pitching. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tavener. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Tavener steals second. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler is 0-for-1 in the game. Bassler hits a fly ball into center field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Summa hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Burke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McNulty hits a line drive towards short. Tavener picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Tavener. McNulty moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Noone scoops it up and throws to first, with Dawes covering, for the out. McNulty moves to third. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Hooks Dawes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dawes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Noone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noone is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Noone hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McNulty who is chasing the ball. Noone reaches third base with a triple. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-2 in the game. Haney hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wingo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Fuchter hits a fly ball into center field. Father Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodapp is called out on strikes. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fothergill hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fuchter picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Fuchter. Heilman moves to second. Les Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burke takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Tavener hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 0-for-2 in the game. Basler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heilman scores. Burke moves to second. It's 5-1, Tigers. Hooks Dawes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawes is 0-for-2 in the game. Dawes takes first base on ball 4. Burke moves to third. Basler moves to second. Johnny Noone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Noone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bert Cole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cole hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jameson hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. Jameson reaches second base with a double. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Summa hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Basler fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. McNulty hits a line drive towards short. Tavner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-3 in the game. Haney hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wingo hits a line drive into center field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fothergill hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Fuchter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Heilman hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Burke hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Tavner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Tavner hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Tavner reaches second base with a double. Jameson throws the ball into Hodapp, who tags Tavner trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dawes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Sewell hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tris Speaker pinch hits for Bert Cole. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker takes first base on ball 4. Sewell moves to second. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Jameson hits a fly ball into left field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Summa takes first base on ball 4. Sewell moves to third. Speaker moves to second. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. McNulty hits a fly ball into left field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Schott now pitching. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Basler hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hooks Dawes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawes is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Dawes strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Noon hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Summa who is chasing the ball. Noon reaches third base with a triple. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0 for 4 in the game. Haney hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Father Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 3 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards second. Burke picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Burke. Burns moves to second. Chick Feuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feuchter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Feuchter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 3 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wingo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fothergill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wingo moves to third. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Heilman hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wingo tags and scores. One out. It's 6-1, Tigers. Les Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Burke hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Feuchter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fothergill moves to second. Two outs. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Myatt pinch hits for Joe Schott. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt takes first base on ball 4. Sewell moves to second. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Sewell moves to third. Myatt moves to second. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sewell scores. Myatt moves to third. Jameson moves to second. It's 6-2, Tigers. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. McNulty hits a ball on the ground towards second. Burke throws to first for one, and Noon throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Myatt scores. Jameson scores. Summa moves to third. One out. It's 6-4, Tigers. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Sewell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Burke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Burns strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.